Here's a man who needs no introduction. Orion Samuelson joins us. And Orion, there are stories from Wisconsin dairy farmers about having to literally throw out the milk production that they're doing and some of the other items because the markets are drying up. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the thing that I should have known but didn't realize, the biggest consumer of fluid milk in this country is the National School Lunch Program. And with schools closed all over the country, that market that normally would go to the schools just isn't there. So that's taking away an income opportunity from dairy farmers. And then the other situation is the fact that for the last 2 to 3 years, dairy farms have been in real difficulty because the price of milk, in many cases, is about at the level of the production cost or lower than the production cost. And so milk plants that take product and turn it into cheese and butter and dried milk and those products don't have a market for what they would normally produce. And so they're telling dairy farmers who provide milk to them to just dump it in the field because they don't have a market for it.
Where does this go from here? That seems like a really dire situation.
Well, it's not the first time it's been that way, and we've always recovered. But one of the issues I have is the fact that we're selling almond milk and soy milk. And I've never milked a soybean plant in my life, but I've been waging a campaign to get those companies to call their product a beverage, because if it doesn't contain milk from a cow, I don't think it should be called milk.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel for these farmers? Is there a government bailout on its way? How are they going to get past this?
They are included in the funding for recovery, but those checks take a while to get out there, and so I can't answer that from the standpoint of the next 6 months. I don't know what will happen, except some dairy farms will go out of business, but then that's nothing new. The thing is, the cows on that dairy farm generally don't go away. They just go to different dairy farmers who buy them, put them into the herd, and we keep producing more than we can consume. The one thing that's helped the dairy industry a great deal is pizza. Man, we make so much pizza today, and that takes cheese, and that takes milk, and that has really helped the dairy industry offset the decline in milk consumption. Because at my age, I still drink milk and drink it every day, but a lot of people don't.
What are some of the other hard-hit sectors in the agriculture industry as a result of this outbreak?
Cattle market has been hit hard because we're not going out to restaurants, we're not buying the big steak dinners, we're not purchasing products that come from the cattle industry, so that industry has been hit pretty hard in the futures market with down limit moves quite a few days in the past 3 months or so. Wheat market doing pretty good because people apparently are going back to baking in the kitchen and consuming bread, and so the wheat market has done fairly well. But the soybean market that sees its products going into industrial products as well as the agricultural feed products, they too have had a lower market because, again, restaurant closures are vitally important to farmers, that those restaurants stay open, because that's where you and I go to buy our steak dinner.
Orion, are there any big surprises in this market?
Something else I just learned yesterday. A slew of U.S. ethanol plants have shut down as fuel demand has collapsed during the outbreak. And meat packers, this is what I didn't know, meat packers have been hit by a worrying side effect. Less carbon dioxide now available to chill beef, poultry, and pork. Jeff Cooper, a good friend who's president of the Renewable Fuels Association, that's the industry group, said, and I quote, "We're headed for a train wreck in terms of the CO2 market, carbon dioxide, because 29 of the 45 U.S. ethanol plants that sell carbon dioxide have idled or cut rates, and the U.S. ethanol sector is the top supplier of commercial dioxide to the food industry. According to the American Farm Bureau, they account for about 40% of the market. But CO2 is not available because we're not producing ethanol to get the side product. So that's another impact on the market that I didn't know about, hadn't even thought about.
There are so many industries hard hit by this. There will be a long tail as a result of this disruption. Do you see any businesses not making it?
Yeah, I do. I think there'll be some industries that if they don't have a pretty good bank to provide them with funds and loans, I think that, they may have trouble coming back. Country banks apparently are still doing a pretty good job with the agricultural loans that they have on the books. But this is definitely going to be a long-term rebuild because of some of the areas like the CO2 area. I didn't know anything about that, but I'm learning, so I'm grateful that I never quit learning.
He's a legend, Orion Samuelson. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for taking time to talk about the most basic industry in the world, feeding us.
He's amazing. Lauren Lapka's got the WGN traffic.